This encapsulates Lions fans. What is the frustration, a lifelong frustration that many, well, all of us have experienced as far as the Lions and the Super Bowl are concerned. There are some that do remember when the Lions did win an NFL championship back in 1957. But as far as the Super Bowl goes, it's been a lifelong frustration, no matter where you are in your life. Well, a legendary reporter for the Super Bowls, and he's Michigan-based, is not going to attend the Super Bowl this year, ending a 56-year streak. He attended every single Super Bowl as a reporter.
I know this. With the Detroit News?
The Detroit News, exactly right.
Okay.
Last several years, he was kind of on his own after he kind of retired from the news, but still was covering the Super Bowl.
Which one?
He's now 94 years old. Jerry Green.
Jerry Green.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. In 1967, he was there for what was then the NFL-AFL championship game. That's what it was called before it was called the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
One of just fewer than 400 reporters. Nobody get about 4,000 reporters.
Yeah, something like that, right.
Yeah, but he's decided that he's not going to go. Again, he's 94. So, he's got some health concerns and things like that. But,
wow.
And he often thought, and here we go, he often thought that he'd see the day where the Lions would make it and was prepared to retire along with that occurrence. Lions are in the Super Bowl, I'll cover it, and that's a good way to cap my career.
Well, I mean, he probably thought, you know, the odds, right? I mean, some year they're going to finally do it.
And especially when you think, if I'm doing my math right, oh gosh, I've got to do math, better get Mike back in here. If he's 94 this year and 56, so what, 38 for his first coverage.
Yep.
So at the age of 38, as you said, probably thought, yeah, well, this is cool. So at some point along the way, I'll have the Lions. At some point. Year after year after year. Oh, man.
Never happening.
He says that he thinks the championship game became as big as it was in Super Bowl III when some quarterback named Joe Namath famously predicted and guaranteed the victory.
Yep.
He says, by the way, for those who are familiar with the iconic photo of Joe Namath sitting by the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Lounging.
Right.
There's just a handful of reporters there. He is one of the reporters
there. He is one of them. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
This is where Namath had been blowing off the media coverage that he was supposed to be doing and finally said, look, I'll meet some of you guys by the pool.
Right.
And he was one of those guys that apparently appeared with him. So.
And that's where he made the guarantee, right?
Yes, where he made the guarantee. Man.
So he got to see that when, yeah, when, like you said, from the first Super Bowl when everybody in America was like, huh?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then what it's become today. I mean, amazing.
Covering them all as a reporter. Most for the Detroit News. He eventually did retire from the news, but still had connections. And the NFL helped him make those connections, too. I didn't realize that they helped him to make sure that he'd still be there. In fact, Commissioner Roger Goodell made a statement where he said, Jerry Green is part of the very fabric of the Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl legend.
There he is. Yes.
The first 56 Super Bowls.
Remarkable.
Yeah, it really
pretty
is.
Pretty cool.
And again, remarkable that he never had a chance
to cover the Lions.
And this, again, it kind of encapsulates where we are today, folks.
You know what this means?
What does this mean? Yeah,
since he's done after this one, that the Lions will make the Super Bowl next year.
Well, wouldn't that be it?
That's usually how it goes.
And if that happens, let's hope he's still healthy enough that he could find a way, perhaps.
Maybe.
To
that's right.
Be a guest.
Right.
Don't have to work the game, but you deserve to be there. That would be cool.
I will say this too, for those who love like the history of the Super Bowls and everything. In 2 weeks, when there is really no football happening, the NFL Network will play all the Super Bowl highlights, you know, from 1 to 56, and it is amazing to see how it starts, right? How the Super Bowl started. And to seeing how it turned out today. It is amazing. I mean, I remember when John Facenda, the voice of NFL Films, he said for Super Bowl X between the Steelers and the Cowboys, this had the most pizzazz of them all. And it was a guy putting balloons in the sky. In 1976. That was pizzazz for the Super Bowl back then.
When the marching bands were still part of halftime.
That's right. Or up with
people.
People.
Yes. Yes. Okay.